Important new research shows that the network of equipment used to extract oil and gas leaks a lot. Many of the surprise leaks aren't where you'd expect them, in pipes and at wellheads. In fact, they're coming from other equipment like compressors and tanks.
There's a lot of potential for leakage. I mean, anywhere you're moving gas or oil or byproducts, you have a potential for venting to the atmosphere.
That's Randy Martin, an environmental engineer at Utah State University. He's one of the researchers who's trying to understand why ground-level ozone pollution gets so bad in rural eastern Utah. Smog chemicals from the energy industry are blamed for the kind of pollution levels that big cities get in summer, even though ozone is a winter pollution problem in the rural basin. State, federal, and academic teams have offered some answers from their multimillion-dollar studies. Martin says those studies have triggered more questions, too.
Having the opportunity to look, you know, into what the causes of these kind of situations are is exciting. Like the PM2.5 puddles we have here along the Wasatch Front, you know, why and what can we do about it? The engineering side of it comes in trying to solve the problem. I guess the science side of it comes in trying to figure out what the problem is.
These discoveries have prompted a crackdown on energy industry pollution. Steve Block is legal director for the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. He says still tighter regulation is warranted.
There's going to have to be some acknowledgement that we need to do it smarter, you know, not approving new permits for drilling and turning industry loose and then throwing up our hands in the air that we're surprised that there's this problem.
Around 10,000 active wells pump oil and gas out of the Uinta Basin, but that number could nearly triple in coming years, according to the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. Judy Fays, KUER News.